This is Barry Mack from Irish Australia Radio on Northside 99.3. On the line, we have the one and only Daniel O'Donnell. G'day, Daniel. How are you?
I'm great, Barry. It's lovely to talk to you. How are you doing?
I'm going good, mate. It's always a pleasure to have a chat. And I hear you have another, I've got it in front of me, another album. Well done to you.
Yeah, we just released, we released it here a couple of weeks ago. And I think it's just released there maybe a week or so. So hopefully people will enjoy it. And it's a collection of songs, I suppose, that I enjoy. And I'm lucky that I get to record just whatever I want. And I surely hope people will enjoy the content, you know.
Your voice seems to have mellowed. Does that mean that you're starting to grow up, Daniel?
I must be, yeah. Maybe grow down.
I think not, mate. It's God. I think of the time when you're hopping around on the stages over here, and people really, really do miss you. It's a very strange, weird world, and God, you must miss skipping around on the stages around the world, huh?
Well, it's certainly really taken us all by surprise, this situation that we're in now, and there's no guarantee this event we'll be able to do a show again. You know, we have planned shows for next August. We postponed shows for, we were to do Killarney and down Kerry in September, and they were postponed until next August. But, you know, even now, I wouldn't hold great hope for them to close, you know, so we'll have to wait.
This new album is called Daniel. Can I ask you, how did you come about picking all those wonderful songs on it?
Well, you know, down through the years, I suppose I've done a lot. I've done original songs, you know, periodically, but I've done a lot of covers of older songs. And this album has got quite a few, I suppose a good few of the older ones, like Take Good Care of My Baby and Magic Moments and Memories I Made of This and Smile. I think that takes us back to about the 40s, written by Charlie Chaplin. And Come What May was a song that was won the Eurovision for Vicky Leandros and Luxembourg back in 1972. It was a French song called Après Toi, and the English translation was Come What May. And I always loved the Eurovision, and that was one of the favourite songs that I, you know, that won the competition. And then just all the songs, you mean, most of them I would have picked myself. Forever Young was suggested by the producer. I was aware of the song, but never really, you know, listened to it to record. And when I started singing in the studio, it was just lovely. It was a lovely song to sing. And so that's kind of the makeup of it. The Remember Me, then Jenna ended up directing with me on it. Just by chance, I had recorded the song. We recorded the whole album over a year ago, you know, so it's been done quite a while. And we were on the Late Late Show here early on in the year after the lockdown, when we were in lockdown, actually.
Right.
The Late Late Show is a chat show. Maybe not everybody knows about it, but every Friday night it's on, and every Friday during the lockdown, the first lockdown, they selected a charity that they give people the opportunity to contribute to on air. We went on to talk about the St. Vincent de Paul charity, and I sang a few songs, and one of them we selected was Remember Me from the album. And I wanted to dedicate it to all those people who had, you know, the lost loved ones, and so many people had died. It was just like to mark their memory, you know.
Yes,
so
of course.
Jenna joined me, and we did it very acoustically. So it got a great reaction, so we ended up re-recording it the way that we sang it in the Late Late Show. So we're very pleased with that song, too.
So, the Late Late Show, did you know the Late Late Show in Ireland? Did you say that was on Friday night? That's on there?
It is, yeah. It used to be Saturday years ago.
Right. Well, you know it's the longest running Late Late Show in the world. Did you know that?
It is, yeah. It's
It's incredible. And there hasn't been many.
It started about the early 60s, you know, so it's certainly well into the sixth decade anyway.
And for such a long-running show, it's only had maybe 3 or 4 presenters over all of that time, which is amazing, isn't it?
Yes, it's had Ray Byrne, Pat Kenny, and Ryan Tuberty, and Jerry Ryan did it for a short, not long, and recently a lady called Mary McCallaghan, because the presenter now, he contracted the virus and was off for a few weeks, but he's fine and back, you know, doing. And his name is Ryan Tuberty. So,
yes.
But Gay Byrne was a long standing. We lost Gay Byrne a year ago now.
That's right,
and,
yes.
He was a presenter for many, many years.
Any word of any more of your very good television programme?
Well, you know, we're not doing anything at all. What shows are you talking about?
I remember you did one in England and you offered it to RTE and they said no thank you for some strange reason. The TV show just...
Was that the road trip?
Yes. Oh, you can't do that, of course. Yeah,
no, we can't do anything like that. We're very restricted. We're in lockdown now.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
I'm speaking to you for another 6 weeks, you know. So you really can't do anything. I mean, we did a show last Sunday night on the internet, a live stream show, and we were allowed to do that because if you're streaming something or putting something out that the public can watch, you know, you're allowed to do that, but most things I wouldn't be comfortable doing it anyway, you know.
No, you've got to be careful. It's incredible. It's incredible. Yeah. It's who would ever have imagined that this was going to happen a couple of years ago? It's quite mind-boggling,
I know.
Really.
Unbelievable. And you know, we were supposed to come to Australia, that was cancelled. That was our first shows sort of this year, on the latter part of the year anyway. And we were supposed to go to Australia and New Zealand in August, September, but then we sort of put it back and thought we would go in February, but you know, obviously that's not going to happen now, so I don't know when we'll get back, but sure, we'll get back sometime.
Well, keep in touch with people, because there are millions of people around the world who miss you greatly and look forward to normality, should it happen sooner rather than later, I hope, and
it will happen. It's just a matter of just, you know, sticking with it now and you know, getting through it.
So how do you Pat, now that you're not touring around much, well, you have no choice, how do you keep fit? Because I know that you travel miles on the stage, you give people really good value. The other thing that impresses people is even after your actual shows, you get out and about and you meet, you talk to the people. That's lovely, and very few entertainers actually do that. So that's, where'd you get that idea from, being a very, very nice idea, very thoughtful of you to do that?
Well, it's just something that I always did. I didn't think, you know, I didn't think about it. I just did that right from the beginning, meeting people, and I enjoy people. So I suppose early on there wasn't that many people, you know, to meet. But as the time went on, I was lucky that the audience grew, and you know, I just still meet people. It's easy enough to do it, and it's allowed me to get to know a lot of people, you know. Even there in Australia, when we go, you know, there's a lot of people that I've got to know because of the opportunity to meet them after the shows. And if I went and did the show and never met anybody, that would never have happened, you know.
Of course. No, you've got a very nice personal touch. Do you do voice training to keep that part of you intact? It's very important, I guess.
Sometimes I sing a wee bit here in the house, you know, but I don't do a lot. Now, I have to be honest, I suppose I should do a bit more, but I'm lucky enough that it sticks with me, you know. You have to watch it, though, you know. I'm very aware of what I shouldn't do. Maybe not what I should do, but what I shouldn't do. If I go to a concert of somebody else, I never sing along.
No.
And I never shout. I try never to shout. because just the voice is important to me.
Shouting is not good for your throat. That's your profession as well, so you need to look after it. It's very, very important. And how about your fitness? I guess you go for long walks all over the place to keep...
We live in a lovely place of Donegal here, you know, it's very rural, so we have loads of areas to walk on, you know. And in the early part of the lockdown, we didn't know the weather now. It's getting cold and a bit unsettled, you know, so it's not as easy to get out. But I was never a great exerciser, Barry, I have to be honest. I never liked going to the gym or anything like that, so I suppose the time will come when I'll have to do something, but I don't know if I'm looking forward to that.
Swimming is pretty good. The Irish aren't renowned for swimming, but swimming is a good physical exercise. Your voice reflects your general health as well, so if you're singing good, usually you're not in too bad shape anyway.
Well, please God.
Indeed. Well, mate, look, it's been really lovely to have this chat. I know that you're a busy man. You've got several interviews to do, so...
All right, Barry. It's lovely to talk to you.
Yeah, well, we do miss you. I'll never forget the time when you arrived at our studio door, and I could see, I knew exactly who it was through the glass, even though the glass was obscure. There's Daniel, and you came in and you did a show with us for about an hour, and people still remark on that. That was a really lovely thing to do, and when you come back here, it's very, very important that you catch up with us, and because...
please God, we look forward to it, Barry, and regards to everybody there, and we certainly do look forward to coming back to doing shows there again whenever it's safe. Hello there, this is Daniel O'Donnell here, and I'm talking to Barry Mack on Northside 99.3. Please stay with us.